The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And our friend comedian Dave Landau on. He's the Funny Bone this weekend, FunnyBoneOmaha.com. DaveLandau.com, I believe, is his website.
Correct.
Yeah. For dates all across the country.
And yeah, that's Pamela Anderson introducing him, if you look at his website.
Craig Evans in the house.
Yeah, sure.
I want to thank McDonald's again for dropping off some crispy chicken sandwiches. They hit the spot. Appreciate that. Recommend those highly.
Good breakfast.
Yeah.
It's a
tasty sandwich.
Yeah, very much so. On this date in 2004, New York jury found home living guru Martha Stewart guilty on all four charges related to her M-Clone stock sale.
And the weird part about that was there was like two senators at least that just did that. Nothing.
Mickelson.
Nothing.
Same thing.
Stewart and her broker maintained the stock sale was agreed to based on an earlier, previously established sale price, but prosecutors said, no, you sold it after you got a tip. So
these people,
she had to go spend some time in prison.
These senators, in a private meeting, COVID is going to be really bad. Okay, don't say anything for about a week. They went and sold their stock, made a fortune. Mm-hmm. That's insider trader.
Yep.
Oh, if you wanted to replace the jails, you know, with the guys who can't get busted for pot anymore, right, you could put 100 guys in jail for insider trading today. 1,000. Right. Happens all the time. They just made an example out of her.
Now, earlier we mentioned that it was on this date that we lost John Belushi.
Yep.
And so, let's play Who's Taller.
Ah!
Oh.
John Belushi or Martha Stewart.
Belushi's about 5'10". Maybe 5'10".
Was he? Checking it at Taylor Swift height.
I don't think he's that short.
Yeah, you always see him next to Aykroyd, but Aykroyd's probably 6'2", isn't he?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And Dan was a star football player. That didn't be tall to be that, but he was a star football player in high school. Belushi was. Martha Stewart, though.
I think she seems tall.
She does seem tall.
Yeah, but you can't.
By the way, Martha Stewart was a total model, too. A total model. Before she became famous for what she does now.
She had that picture that came out not that long ago where she looked incredible.
Right.
In the pool.
I saw that. This is a tough one, though. I'm kind of leaning Martha, but man. It's very rare you pick the girl over the guy.
I'm trying to think if I've seen a picture of them together.
Probably not.
I can't come up with one, no.
Like, you said Belushi seemed shorter, but he was always next to Aykroyd.
Right.
I want to say Martha Stewart's taller.
I'm going to go with that, too. I'm going to go Martha Stewart.
I'm going to say Martha Stewart, too.
Your model kind of tipped me that way.
Right. And she was.
I got to say Martha Stewart.
I don't feel real confident about
this. Neither do I. I think we could be 0-4 here. Oh, we'll go into weekend losers, unlike every other weekend.
I mean, you see her next to Snoop Dogg.
We'll go with an official loss.
But Snoop Dogg's pretty tall.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
He's 6+.
Yeah, easily.
Martha Stewart checks in at 5'9".
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Might have lost this.
I don't know.
He could be 5'8".
I wasn't convinced that Belushi's 5'10". I could see 5'8".
I'm not sure I'm right about that. I just think that he could be 5'8". You're right.
I hope he is.
Depending on who you talk to, John Belushi checked in at 5'7 or 8.
Oh,
boom.
Right. Either way.
We win.
Good game. Now we go into the weekend winners.
Y'all are getting good at this game.
Nobody ever says that.
Well, you know, practice, man.
You guys are winners.
You practice, Craig, and you learn that you don't guess against people that are called the Giant.
The Giant, right. Nick had a 4-inch blowout recently. What was that?
No, it was like six
was
or seven.
Night, right?
It was a 6 or 7 inch blowout, and you were the only one too.
Yeah, I don't remember who it was. It was bad though.
It was just a couple. Weeks
Was it Kurt Cobain?
No, it was.
That was only a couple inches.
It was a 6 inch blowout, I believe it was.
Yeah, I'm surprised I don't remember who.
I don't either. That's
once
again. Those
normally stick.
Well, this is the funny thing about that. You mentioned before, we play this game. It's a game we don't care 2 seconds later. Don't even keep track.
Well, right. The amount of relief I feel after we win does not compare to the amount of dread
right.
I feel before Craig announces how tall the second person is.
Dread's the key word. I feel the same way sometimes. It makes no sense.
Because none.
Because we're stupid.
Right. And none of it matters.
No.
Yeah.
I could have had a solo loss right there, and by 10 o'clock, oh, no, by 9:40, which is 6 minutes from now, I wouldn't have cared.
No, or remembered.
Yeah.
That's the key part, or remembered.
But Nick's right. Why do we even play? Because of the delight we get from winning. You know, it doesn't last for very long, and then if I get it wrong, I'm bummed all weekend.
Play not to lose the game.
That's it.
It's a reason why I'm not I never got into gambling. It's because winning is not it doesn't make me as happy as losing makes me pissed off. So that's why I've never been a gambler.
I found the 6 inch blowout.
Oh, was it?
I had to roll back through who's taller on Twitter.
All right, yeah, they got
the official record.
There's a record. This was on January 20th.
Uh-oh.
The competitors were Bill O'Reilly and DeForest Kelly.
That was Bones.
Bones.
Oh, sorry. That was my 6 inch blowout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I was not.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember that being Nick's.
O'Reilly is 6'4 and Bones is 5'10.
Okay.
What the hell were you thinking?
And you lost that one?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Let me search back a little further.
Did you look at, you Google Puss's 6 inch blowout? Be careful what that is. Don't type that in YouPorn.
No.
Puss 6 inch blowout. Or go ahead and type it in there.
That might be hard to find. How many people are getting wrecked by the 6 inch blowout? I did. After losing that Kurt Cobain in Courtney Love, yeah. I Googled their pictures later that day, though, just to see. He slouches.
Yeah. he knew years and I could mess with people and play in Who's Taller.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tom Brady rookie card sold at auction for a record $1.32 million yesterday.
That was his first Tampa card, right?
According to ESPN.
Yeah. Tampa Bay quarterback, Tom Brady.
The 2000 Playoff Contenders Championship ticket card was autographed and one of only 100 in the world.
It's autographed, that's why, yeah. And only 100, okay. How much again, Craig? I'm sorry.
$1.32 mil.
Jesus.
What round did he go
score.
In?
Score.
Is it the seventh?
Yeah.
No, later than that. I think when he was drafted, there were more rounds than seven.
I still think he was a seventh round pick.
Okay.
There might have been more rounds back then, but for sure, sixth or seventh. So there probably weren't a lot of rookie cards.
I should have stuck with cards. When I was collecting cards, they referred to it as the junk wax era because they just mass produced so many of them that they ended up being worth.
Oh, was that what it was? It's too bad. When Todd and I were younger, we probably should have kept ours because some of those, you know, we're talking some really famous names who've still been playing when we were little kids, you know.
I just remember getting repeats all the freaking time.
Yeah.
Pissed me off.
Yeah.
You were told a new shipment had come in. You'd go to the drugstore, open them up, and you already had all of them. Right. Son of a bitch. Right.
Another Robin Gount.
Yeah, well, you'd be lucky because you at least heard of that guy.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger going to play in Pittsburgh for another year.
By the way, Tom Brady was taken in the 18th round by the Montreal Expos. Did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't know he played ball. Did he play college baseball?
He must have. Says here, Brady was taken the 18th round in the 95 ML draft. Was that a joke pick?
Had to be.
No. Some guys, take flyers.
No. That's true. It would have been right. He'd have been in college or high school.
Oh,
yeah. That's probably right. Yeah, he was obviously a really good baseball player. Okay.
Yeah, Russell Wilson got drafted. A lot of those quarterbacks played baseball and football.
He was taken in the sixth round, Todd. Sixth round, 199th pick. I was glad. People were idiots. Like, you know, Todd follows the idiots that he has friends with that are Viking fans. It's the same with Steeler fans or people that don't care about the Steelers. You don't have a Mahomes on the bench. First of all, you're not drafting Mahomes this year. You're not drafting, give me some of the great young quarterbacks. Everybody,
Deshaun Watson,
lucky Lamar Jackson.
The four or five lucky teams that got great guys. Steelers don't have that guy. Ben is still can throw the ball, and he wants one more year. You adjust the contract down, and he did. The salary cap hits not as bad as they thought it was going to be because he took the hit. I'm happy, and people are going, why are you happy? I said, because we don't have Mahomes on the bench, you dumbass. Right.
And he'll retire as Steelers. I think that's cool.
Well, I was texting a guy, buddy of mine that works.
Why don't you trade Roethlisberger for Josh Allen?
Right. I was texting a guy, one of the guys I know is working Pittsburgh radio, and I said, this sucks. He goes, yeah, it does suck when he thought he was going to leave. Because he goes, rumor has it, they just want to go with who was it?
Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, Mason Rudolph, yeah. And I said, Jesus. I said, Steelers aren't the kind of team that just gives up on a season. They're not that kind of team. They still got some good players on that team. So you do sign them for another year, and obviously Colbert, their manager, was just leverage earlier.
Yeah, at this point, he is their best option for next year.
Of course he is.
I mean, they need to address that. But for next year, that's the best it's going to get.
Yeah, he's younger than Brady, you know.
Is there any
that's
rookie
surprising.
That's going to come in and kick ass?
No.
Anybody in the draft? I can't think of anybody offhand.
Well, no. Well,
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, those guys are, but they're not. I don't have a top pick.
Yeah.
The Steelers had a good record. They were in the playoffs, Todd.
Pittsburgh would have to jump up 10, 15 spots to grab some of those guys.
Yeah, they're not going to.
That dude from BYU is supposed to be good, too.
Yeah, they're all,
I think the Bama quarterback, I think he'll do okay. Mac Jones?
We don't know.
Yeah, but even then, if you read the mock drafts, they think he doesn't get past the Patriots in the mid-teens, and Pittsburgh's higher than that.
It's the weirdest thing to me about Brady is that he really didn't do much in college at all.
No.
Then ended up being the best.
Because he worked hard.
Yeah, because he had a chip on his shoulder.
NFL looking at some possible changes to overtime.
This
sucks.
The Ravens want to do it. Nobody's really paying attention to it.
I wasn't paying attention. Explain the rule to me.
I didn't get it.
I can't explain it fully.
No.
I haven't looked into it that much.
Whoever wins the coin toss gets to put the ball wherever they want.
And then the other team picks they want to play offense or defense.
Right. So, you know what's going to happen is everybody's just going to put it at the 50. Don't you think?
So?
Yeah, because if you, we'll put it at the one. Well, then we'll play offense. Damn, they scored right away. Yeah. I don't get that.
Or, if you think Mahomes can move them down 80 yards, you put it at the 20, and of course the other team will choose to play.
No, then they choose to play offense.
Everybody would want the ball. Yeah. If it's still sudden, if you score a touchdown and the game's over, everybody's going to want the ball.
It's too
good. One of the other things they're proposing is playing a full 7.5-minute overtime period rather than sudden death.
I like that better.
Yeah.
I've got no issue with that.
I like that better.
Well, I think you end up with a lot of ties that way. 7.5 minutes isn't a lot of time.
Yeah, but they don't want the guys to get hurt playing longer than that. So
another proposal is just sudden death. First one to score.
No, that was what it used to be. That's going back. That's stupid.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody deserves the ball.
No, but they only went 15 minutes. You could still get a tie.
I also think you deserve the ball. The other team scores a touchdown. I hate that rule, the current one.
Yeah. What's wrong with the college overtime?
Yeah. Yeah. That changes the game completely.
College
the
sucks. 25-yard line. It becomes a 25-yard field then, and I don't like that. That's not football.
Yeah, this proposal from the Ravens, you were right, Todd. One team chooses the yard line. The other team chooses whether they want to play offense or defense, and it's 10 minutes. Straight up sudden death, first to score.
And why even add that part?
Yeah, but it's the coin flip. Whoever wins the coin flip chooses where to put the ball, right?
Yeah. But then the other team chooses if they want to have it.
So it's a risk reward. You could, like you said, you could choose the 10, but then they could say, all right, well, we want offense, keep field goal, we win.
So you don't want to, you wouldn't even want to win.
It wouldn't be sudden death, they said.
No, this says it would be a 10-minute sudden death period. Which means first team to score would win.
Well, then that's stupid. Because you wouldn't want to win the course toss.
So they got to score a touchdown is out.
It would just you would just assume you're starting at the 50.
That's what's going to happen.
Period.
Yep.
You're just assuming you're starting at the 50.
And it shouldn't be sudden death. A field goal should not end. The other team needs to get the damn ball.
Yeah, I don't like anything where
other team doesn't get the ball.
Where both teams don't get a shot to possess the ball.
I don't think anybody. Yeah.
I mean, that would be a. I mean, just kicking it from there is a 67-yard field goal. What's the longest one now?
64.
So,
whatever.
Yeah. And Maya Shaka, I don't know if I'm saying her name correctly, is making history as the first black woman to be selected by the NFL to officiate games.
Oh, my grandpa's going to be pissed.
Just in case you don't know, Nick's grandpa's a racist.
Like, yeah, he's going to hate this.
Let's clarify that.
She's been a referee since she started her career with the high school football games back in 06. She worked her way up through college football and eventually got noticed by NFL scouts and was chosen to be a part of the league's officiating development program in 2014.
What was the much-talked-about Tom Dempsey, the guy with half a foot? Why was his shoe on Twitter the other day?
Somebody sell it?
I didn't see that.
Did it go into the hall?
Don't know.
There was much discussion.
I missed it.
About the shoe.
Yeah.
On Twitter the other day.
The half a shoe? That would be really hard to find shoes if you had like 1.5 feet.
Yeah, not many people have half their foot cut off, so you're right. You're not really going to wear it around.
You know? Oh, right. Remember.
Do you have anything in a 10 and a 4?
It's sparked. There's a great commentary from a guy on there. Commenting on the Twitter feed. He goes, it's a good thing this didn't happen. You know, he kind of sounded like, you know, get off my lawn guy, but it was kind of funny. It's a good thing this didn't happen now, because kids would be cutting off their foot, trying to kick a 54-yard field goal. It would become like an internet challenge.
Yeah.
Like the spoonful of cinnamon.
Right. Yeah. The half a foot field goal kicking.
I doubt it.
Just a bunch of bloody footballs flying through the air.
And there's been a lot of internet challenges out there, but I don't think any of them yet involve severing limbs.
No. Tide Pod, that's stupid
stuff.
Right,
they're stupid stuff, but nobody's severed a limb as a result of an internet challenge. And I'd like to get that going.
Well, you know how you get one of those challenges going, you have to do it first, Todd.
Yeah.
So you could be half foot Todd challenge.
Well, no, it'd just be like the pinky finger challenge, and you lop off
once again,
a pinky.
So once again, you got to start it, though.
Yeah.
Well, let's just film Luke mowing the lawn for a while and wait for something to fly off.
Yeah, that's your stepdad. He called earlier, by the way.
He did.
He's being nice to you.
So what do you think about this overtime? They're planning to create a basketball league that pays 16 to 18-year-old players at least six figures a year.
I like it.
The Overtime Elite League will let players forego traditional high school and college basketball while building their brand before becoming eligible for the NBA. The league will begin with 30 players, will be based at one location that's still be determined.
Well, I think you're going to get a lot of people that are delusional and think they're going to make the NBA. And it's 16.
Well, this
and
is just 30 16 to 18-year-olds.
So the best of the best.
Yeah, this overtime would also pay all health insurance and allow kids to earn bonuses and equity in the company.
I got no problem with that. Because, you know, if you're 16 years old, you can get a job somewhere.
Yeah, and by the time they're done, those kids are 2 years away from the league anyway.
Right.
Yeah, if you could make $100,000 at 16, that'd be great.
Now, would that stop them from playing college ball if they want to keep?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
No, sure, but I think it would prevent them from going back to high school.
To play high school ball.
Because the thing I saw, they said they'd have to give up their high school eligibility to go play in this league.
Well, a lot of those kids are on teams that aren't that great anyway, because they're just great players on bad teams.
But if you wash out and don't make the league or don't stick, then you're done. You can't go back and play high school ball again.
I know. That's not
fair. He still made some money.
A Russian MMA fighter called Popeye, because of his massive biceps, or perhaps I should say a former Russian MMA fighter called Popeye because of his massive biceps, now says his cosmetically enhanced 24-inch massive biceps are stupid.
Well,
from what I can gather, 24-year-old Kirill Tereshin told East to West News that he had 3 liters of cheap petroleum jelly implants put into each arm.
So you could have huge muscles and just be a weak son of a bitch, you know?
Because your arms are full of Vaseline.
Well, they're also they're not muscles, so you're not as strong as you would be.
Now, I called him a former MMA fighter. He had this implant done in 2019. and pretty quickly, shortly thereafter, lost to an opponent 20 years his elder in just 3 minutes.
Because the other guy was stronger.
At that, and then right after the match, he started to complain about problems caused by the implants, high fever, strong pain, weakness. He was told he could die if his arms were not operated on. He had to have surgery to have the bags of poison removed. He says he has been left with hardened slabs of the jelly and dead muscle tissue in his triceps. They also left him with some sort of bag drainage system, which you can see pictures of. Yeah. He's just got these bags hanging off him, and things are draining into them.
Yeah.
And the pandemic has delayed surgery to fully remove the implants later this year. He's apparently going to undergo additional surgery to remove the rest of the hardened petroleum jelly.
Yeah, don't take shortcuts, kid. Earn your bicep.
Right. Yeah.
You got to work.
Well, it's funny, though. You arm wrestle the guy, and he's just weak. He's got these big muscles, and you just oh, sorry, man.
Sorry about my stupid muscles.
Right. Yeah.
Stick with plan A. Just do your curls.
Dave Landau is at the Funny Bone this weekend. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. DaveLandau.com is his website for dates across the country. You will not be disappointed. He's one of the best.
Yes.
Podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Doc Ed, live from Dallas, Texas, right?
Yeah, because there's not much going on in Texas.
No.
So he'll call Monday morning.
Phone Monday. Wear a mask. Be safe. See you Monday.
All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.